Walk into Eastern Mountain Sports in Hyannis, and the anti-tick clothing is straight ahead and towards the back.
Right over here.
Eric Johnson is the store manager. He points to a rack of egg white shirts and light khaki-colored pants.
You notice these garments are long sleeve and long pants, because if you're not covering those parts of your body, it can't do its job.
Impregnated in the fabric of these clothes is an insecticide and repellent called permethrin. It's the most commonly used chemical weapon in the war against ticks. In a way, permethrin comes from flowers, but it's man-made, a synthetic version of a naturally occurring extract from the chrysanthemum flower.
In our footwear department, we've got something that's called gaiters. And no, it's not an animal that swims through the water in Florida.
Gaiters are pieces of fabric that prevent rocks and twigs from getting into the top of your shoe or boot. These have been treated with permethrin to keep the ticks out, too. Over in the hat department is a head bandana that's been treated with permethrin. Johnson says lots of customers are looking for anti-tick stuff.
It's growing immensely, not only through the clothing market, but also some of the applications you can put on your own clothes or on your skin, on your body. Let me show you those.
Permethrin is highly toxic to honeybees, fish, and cats. It's also not for use directly on human skin. For the skin, the well-known mosquito repellent DEET is what's often recommended. But what if we forget it at home or don't want to use it? Maybe we neglect to wear the long pants or to respray the hiking boots before we hit the trail. One edge we have is that ticks need to drink blood for a good 24 hours before they can pass along Lyme and other diseases.
Either prevention in the first place or diligence in removing ticks and finding ticks off your body, of course, are the next step. In fact, we have one product called the Tick Key, which is specifically designed to pull ticks off your body should they get on there.
Permethrin is a key chemical when it comes to preventing ticks from getting on us. And researchers also are developing innovative ways to get permethrin onto the animals ticks feed upon. Richard Ostfeld is a leading tick researcher and a senior scientist at the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, New York. Ostfeld says scientists are looking at different fungi that might be used against ticks. They're exploring vaccines that would have the body attack the actual tick as soon as it latches onto us. And there's been work with natural tick enemies, such as parasitic wasps, that reproduce right inside the tick. Right now, one of the most promising methods to cut down on tick numbers is something called a four-post deer feeding station. Attract deer with corn, then give them a good dose of permethrin while they're eating.
You can kill about 70% of the ticks if you run these things year after year. You know, you can't stop because the ticks bounce right back. But if you have the deer stations deployed permanently, then you can put a big dent in the tick population.
These feeding stations are refrigerator-sized plastic boxes baited with a few hundred pounds of corn and armed with 4 9-inch paint rollers. The rollers are treated with permethrin, and to eat, an animal must brush against them. The permethrin kills adult ticks on the deer before they can lay eggs, and one of the reasons Ostfeld and others are optimistic that the stations could make a difference is because they don't just treat deer, but also other large mammals that are involved in the life cycle of the tick.
So even though the device is targeted at a single species, there is excellent evidence that, in fact, these four-posters draw in raccoons, skunks, opossums, foxes, coyotes, turkeys, crows, you name it.
There are several of these feeding stations on the Cape and Islands, part of a research project that began about 5 years ago, thanks to Barnstable County's former entomologist David Simser. His successor, Larry Dapsis, says the program is on hold as the EPA reviews data from the past few years.
We don't have a conclusion at this point in time, so we've got work to do before we kind of say, is this ready for prime time or not?
Dapsis says the feeding stations counter the argument some people make that the solution to fighting ticks is killing deer, one of the primary hosts for adult stage ticks.
We've taken Bambi and turned Bambi into Rambo, a tick-killing machine that works 24/7 on our behalf. So as long as the deer are upright and walking around the woods picking up ticks, this is effectively killing them.
Researchers know that younger ticks often find their way onto mice, chipmunks, and shrews. So a private company is expected to return to market a device called a bait box, a small plastic box with food bait that can attract smaller animals and treat them with insecticide. Ostfeld says it's possible that tick-heavy regions could benefit from combining bait boxes with the four-poster stations.
The more of these devices you have out, the higher the percentage of the rodent population you're going to treat. And again, you have to have it out for at least at the right times of year, every year, to have a maximal impact.
At Nickerson State Park in Brewster, it's July, and the nymph stage ticks are out looking for blood meals. Dapsis, the county entomologist, waves a piece of white cloth in the brush next to the walking path and shows it to the Duffy family from New Jersey.
This is a deer tick, a nymph stage deer tick.
On the flag of cloth is a shockingly small tick, barely the size of a poppy seed, real tiny, and it was in the leaves and grasses where the sandal-footed family was walking.
A black speck.
They're little. We'll have to double check when we get back to the campsite.
Kind of the message here overall is that tick bites and tick-borne diseases is 100% preventable. Take the upper hand. Things like repellents, repellent clothing, tick checks, tumble dry your clothes. You do all those things, you should not have an incident with a disease.
Political discussions about Lyme disease have been ongoing since the 80s. But with more people becoming infected and with other tick-borne diseases on the rise, some lawmakers are paying attention. A Beacon Hill commission is working on a set of recommendations for better treatment and awareness of tick diseases, as well as suggestions for controlling tick populations. One discussion underway is combining existing mosquito control programs with a tick spraying program. Officials aren't sure yet if that's even feasible, but they are certain that more people need to know just what they're up against in the fight to remain tick and disease free. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran